There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you love. I'm KYW News Radio's Dave Uram, and here's what's happening. At least 2 people have died after an apparent explosion at a Bucks County nursing home, but officials don't have firm estimates on total injuries. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there as first responders looked for people trapped in the partially collapsed building.
While officials did estimate 5 people are unaccounted for, Governor Josh Shapiro says that could be due to some of them leaving the scene without checking in, as opposed to actually being trapped.
There is still a lot of unanswered questions as we seek to confirm the number of individuals who were injured, as we seek to confirm the number of individuals who are missing.
And officials said due to the widely dispersed medical transport, they did not have a firm number of injuries. While authorities believe the explosion at Silver Lake Nursing Home in Bristol Bucks County was fueled by a gas leak, the cause is still under investigation. The blast occurred shortly before 2:30 p.m., and Alan West was home at that time, about a block down the road in an adjacent neighborhood.
The whole house kind of like shook, and I thought someone was like banging really hard on my door, and like everybody started coming out.
Officials also said there was a second explosion during the rescue, but first responders managed to clear out about 15 to 30 seconds before it happened. In Bristol, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Delaware state trooper was shot and killed at a DMV near Wilmington. The suspected gunman was also shot and killed by a responding police officer. Here's KYW's Nigel Thompson.
Officials with the Delaware State Police and Delaware Governor Matt Meyer described a chaotic scene that played out around 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon as a 44-year-old man first entered the DMV south of Wilmington on Hessler Boulevard, just off Route 13 and I-95, as a customer.
A short time later, the suspect approached a trooper who was working an overtime assignment sitting at the reception desk and shot him.
Delaware State Police spokesman Corporal Rashawn Rich says the trooper, after being shot, moved a DMV employee out of harm's way.
And the suspect shot the trooper again.
Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the DMV, and authorities say a Newcastle County police officer later confronted the suspected gunman and shot him. Both the state trooper and suspected gunman later died at the hospital from their injuries. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer honored the state trooper's final act to save a life instead of his own.
There are Delawareans who are alive tonight because of his heroism. Lauren and I join with Delawareans up and down our state, praying for the family and every state trooper as they grieve this sudden and unimaginable loss.
The trooper has not been named. A second state trooper also sustained a non-gunshot injury in the incident. 2 women also sustained minor injuries. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia School District says most respondents to its facilities survey want schools in their neighborhood renovated rather than closed. The story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The district says it received more than 8,000 responses to its facilities survey this month as it develops recommendations whether to modernize, merge, or close school buildings. Many of the parents, students, and community members who answered the open-ended survey strongly supported their local schools and asked that schools near them not be closed. Superintendent Tony Watlington, speaking on KYW's After School feature this week, said more than 70% of the respondents said the themes that emerged during the process were very important, including reducing the number of times students have to change schools.
We learned that we have parents who have children in K-8 schools, and when they have an opportunity to have multiple children in the same school, it's really helpful. And so we thought that this reducing transitions would be important, but this survey validated that.
But Watlington also said the surveys revealed anxiety about what comes next. He says a draft facilities plan should be presented to the school board this winter. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Elsewhere, a local emergency room doctor is giving us some safety tips to help make sure your holiday season stays full of cheer. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Fires are one of the biggest causes for emergency room visits during the holiday season, says Jefferson Einstein physician Dr. Seth Merker, who adds it's not just the lights on the tree or the candles in the windows you need to keep an eye on. It's also what's going on in your kitchen when you're cooking those meals and snacks.
Grease fires in the kitchen. A lot of people, you know, have heavy oil, heavy grease, butter. Making sure that you don't use water to extinguish those. A lot of times just closing the oven or keeping the lid on the pan will put those out on their own.
He says it's also the perfect time of year to check on some of those safety tools you should have operational around the house.
Making sure that you have up-to-date fire alarms in case a fire does start. And a little fire extinguisher under the kitchen sink is always a great backup plan as well.
Merker says first aid kits should also stay at the ready during the holiday season. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meantime, volunteers in Bucks County are prepping thousands of holiday dinners to donate to families in need, a warm cause caused by an increasing concern. KYW's Connor Barkon is on the story.
I always say, fortunately, feast is growing. Unfortunately, feast is growing.
Founder of Feeding Everyone at Special Times, or Feast, John Claus.
Like Santa Claus.
The organization is delivering its 100,000th meal, which Claus says is a sign that food insecurity is a persistent problem.
What started with 100 meals in 2012, now we do over 5,000 meals an event, and we're breaking 100,000. So there's obviously need out there. We can't do it without the help of other people.
Donations are the most valuable way to help Feast. The money goes to packing holiday meals with all the trimmings.
A typical Thanksgiving and Christmas meal is turkey, mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, green bean casserole, fresh bread from Lisio's, a pie, gravy. Cranberry if they want it.
These meals are going to families that registered online to receive the food. If you want to donate, you can do so at feastcharitable.org. In Warrington, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And it's a South Philadelphia Christmas Eve tradition over 100 years strong. A big line at Termini Brothers Bakery, dark and early this morning as people wait to pick up treats and desserts for the holiday. It's the first year in a while that longtime owner Vincent Termini Sr. won't be there to greet customers. He died earlier this year at the age of 86. Termini's has been at its flagship location on South 8th Street since 1921. That's the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.